right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
What's up, jerk-offs? It's Bam Bam here, and it's New Year's Day, and Novak just showed up from...
Happy fucking New Year's!
The Baltimorean just showed up from Baltimore, and we went to Murray's and drank all kinds of vodka with iced tea in it.
Man, they even closed the joint down for us.
They did.
They locked the doors and gave us all the Arnold Palmies we could drink.
But not only that, his buddy Russell drove him up here, Yeah, this is Russell, and what did you ever do heroin with him, Novak?
Yeah, no, I never did heroin with Russell. I met Russell in rehab, and Russell always took me to meetings and shit like that.
How long did you do heroin for?
About 8 years.
What made you want to stop?
Living in a shooting gallery, all the bad stuff, getting locked up, stealing from my mother.
You have a girlfriend now, don't you?
Yeah.
Doesn't she claim to be pregnant and then,
That bitch's a leech, man. She leeched onto him, man. Bitch claims she was pregnant. I don't believe the bitch was ever pregnant, dude. Do you?
Why do you think that?
Because, dude, she was, like, as soon as he broke up with her, 2 days later, she claims that she's pregnant with his kid. I'm like, bullshit. She just doesn't want
to
leave you.
My ex-girlfriend did the same thing to me, dude.
What?
She claimed to be pregnant and she never was, man.
Like every time...
Michelle.
What? So what?
From high school, man.
You would, like, go to come and then she would hold on to you and make sure you couldn't pull your...
How did you know?
Yeah, because that's what Russell's girlfriend did to him. Russell go to pull out.
Wasn't that hard? Don't you have to actually produce a baby?
She held your ass so you had to come in her?
She actually was on top and held on as I tried to roll her off.
See, she wanted to think that she was pregnant. She wanted you to think that. So you got all scared and... Why do girls lie like that?
And now today she just vicariously had a miscarriage, dude. Russell, you are...
That's bullshit.
Well, now you can't leave her because she just had a miscarriage.
Lying. I know. Now he can leave her.
Now he can't because of the sympathy.
By the way, this is Casey, guys. The other voice here is Casey.
I know the whole mentality here. So she says she's pregnant.
Are my headphones so loud or is it the radio?
Are you really... is it loud?
I am blasting.
Are you better now?
No, now I can't hear anything.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, because you're usually on mic 4.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
All right, there we go. We're good.
Yeah, thank
God. What are you saying now, Case?
I think that the theory is that she wasn't actually pregnant, although didn't she produce two?
I saw the piss test.
Did you see her?
They lit up like Christmas.
You saw her piss on the thing. Wait, did you see her piss on the stick?
Because
the
first one I didn't.
What does piss mean?
Because, like, okay.
The pregnancy exam.
So what does
piss
mean?
You have to pee on it, and there's hormones in your piss.
So what kind of piss did you have?
It's supposed to take 2 minutes.
Like, look, if this is a pregnancy test, right, it's a little stick. You stick it under your pussy, and you piss on it. Now, if one line comes up, you're not pregnant. If two lines pop up, you're pregnant.
So where did the piss come into play?
The first one I did not see. I got to her apartment, and she had it in her hand.
Okay.
Do you guys know any pregnant people?
No.
Me?
Yeah, could she have gotten it?
My brother's pregnant.
Could she have gotten a pregnant chick to piss on the sticks for?
If she was lying, I don't believe she was lying.
Can we call her up and ask her if this is one big hoax?
Let's call her.
Who
she
cares?
She just got back from the hospital.
Well,
she's not
pregnant anymore, so who cares?
She said she's seen the baby.
He should.
Are you going to call her out?
Oh, okay, Casey.
He can't do that.
Will they show you the baby in a cup?
I don't think they would show your baby.
Let's call my mom. My mom works in the hospital. She'll tell you if they'll show.
Here.
Okay, serious.
And you know what?
Dial this number. 41. Oh, wait, I can't say it.
No, you can't say it.
You know what?
We're going to find out.
You want to type it?
Let me play that on my phone. Let's
play
that rock song, and we'll have it ready.
Okay.
What song am I playing?
It's Turbo Negro, track 12.
I love it, yeah.
Sirius 28 Function.
Final warning, Norway.
All right.
This is my final warning. Orders of cars, close from bars, cross country stars. This is my final warning. Breakers of deals, steers of wheels, stealers of seals. This is my final
right now. Oh. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Yo, Novak, did we get your mom on the radio yet?
I don't know. They're working on it. Did it happen yet, Case?
They're going to let me know when they got her.
I don't know, but dude, anyone knows, if you have an abortion, why would they show the mother who's completely upset they lost their child in a tube?
I just read a
That was a miscarriage.
I read a text message that was on Russell's phone.
Read it. What did it say?
It says, I just saw my baby in a cup.
Dude, Russell,
that sounds like she wants sympathy points.
If my mom calls back, Russell, and she says that's complete bullshit, you have to call up and break up with her on air.
Yeah, we got your mom on the line.
All right, up, here we go. All right, Russell, will you do it before my mom?
Russell, not breaking up with her.
Oh, you pussy. All right. Hey, mom. Mom?
I hear her.
Mom? Sarah. Mom? Hello? Hey, mom.
What is she doing? I can hear her breathing.
Hey, Mom! Mom!
What the hell, Novak?
I don't, it's not me.
I hear her.
You hear her breathing?
Hey, Mom!
It's kind of hot.
Maybe she pocket called us.
What the hell is going on, Casey?
I don't know. You know what? They must have to push a button back at the studio.
Well,
tell them to get it right, dude.
Tell them to recall.
She must be having phone sex with Salvador.
She doesn't do that.
I know. Probably does. Mom! Well, serious fucked up. Missy might know the answer to this.
Oh, Missy. Take a headset.
Hey, do you have some headset for Missy? Missy, come over here, babe.
Yeah, Missy has a headset.
I'm not sure if they
work. Take one.
Yeah, these work. I just had them muted. Dude.
Explain the story to Missy.
Missy, Russell's girlfriend is claiming he wrote a text message saying...
She says she's pregnant.
I just saw my baby in a cup because she got an abortion. We all think it's bullshit and she wants sympathy points.
Say you're pregnant right now, Missy, right?
Would you ever say that your baby's in a cup?
No, listen, that's not how it goes. He's drunk.
Wait a minute. What the hell are you guys talking
now, about? Listen, Russell's girlfriend was claiming that she's pregnant, right?
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, she just sent Russell a text saying, I lost the baby and I saw it in a cup. That is impossible. They will not show you the dead baby
sympathy
in a cup
points.
Right away, right?
We had gotten an argument before I came
well,
up
that
here.
Don't matter.
And
it could be
argument?
False.
I don't...
Because I was coming up here.
Listen,
why?
Man.
What's so bad about coming up here?
Exactly.
Well, what does she say?
I guess she thinks...
Is that possible?
Is
well,
she jealous
I guess,
or something?
I don't know.
I
don't know what
it could
be.
Technically, it's possible, but
they won't show you the baby.
Well, even if they did, I don't think any woman would be that insensitive to say that she just saw her
no.
baby that
thank
she lost
you.
In a cup.
No,
sounds like
Michelle
a load
tried
of shit.
To pull that shit on me, man.
And how far along was she? Please, tell me how many weeks.
We found
was
out.
Was she a month?
No, we found out not even 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so
but
the
baby been broke
wouldn't
up with
a there wouldn't even be a baby.
No, it's like exactly. a
oh,
fucking beam.
Oh, the bitch lying. Call her out, dude.
I can't call.
She's
why
lying.
Not? She
she's
put you through
lying.
So
let her,
much.
Let her go. Just
she
let her
put
break.
You through so much stress, Russell. You're a pussy if you let her go on that,
I'm not
dude.
Putting
is
her
he
on.
Is he
a better
pussy
man?
Chase?
Fuck, Chase is a pussy, Russell's a pussy, all my friends are pussy.
You're wearing my fuzzy robe.
It was sitting right here, I don't know, it was right here, I don't know who it is.
Missy's sister is dating the most grip tape homo on earth. He's the most jealous boyfriend and he's such a fucking pussy. And he sucks at skating so bad that he piss pedals and pushes mob and he... And
now he's a teacher's assistant.
No, he's not even that.
What's he do?
He's a student teacher.
He's a student teacher, which means he sits in the back like a fucking...
Can we call him up, miss?
Sure.
All right, what's the number? Give me the number.
I don't know
his number. Chase is such
how
a fucking
can
pussy.
Can you go to your sister, text it?
Yeah, I can try and get right. my sister.
We'll call Chase next.
Yeah.
Hey, did my mom answer yet?
I don't know what the fuck's going on with that. All right, they're working on it. There you go. But I need to close
a bitch.
I need to close this shit up, first of all, because if a baby's only 2 weeks old, it's like... Smaller than a fucking jelly bean.
There.
It's smaller than a jelly bean, so you're not looking
she's
at a baby
lying.
In a cup,
yeah,
right?
So why would she
and
say that shit?
It usually comes out like a period
she's
discharge,
lying.
So she's
yeah.
not going to the hospital for a miscarriage.
Dude,
yeah, I agree.
She's got to get her story straight.
Russell, yeah. yeah. man.
Yo,
what the hell?
She wants sympathy points, Casey,
yeah.
dude.
That's bullshit, man.
You guys are making me horny, dude.
What?
Well, you're with some goddamn AA deadbeat.
You're still with her?
You'd rather fuck a homeless prostitute man than fuck that minger.
She's cute, man. I like her.
Cute in a fucking blind woman's eyes.
What are you talking about? The AA low life?
AA low life.
I like her.
See?
I think she's rad.
She's cool, dude.
Do you even know her, Novak?
No, I just talk
why
shit.
Talk
he's never even met
she's
her.
She's so
either.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's
know.
Pretty cool.
That's funny for
me. Remember when we got in that argument, though, at the Hobbit Hole?
Oh, yeah.
About
she,
what?
She was chiming in. I was yelling at Jess so bad because I flew in Viking Skull from England to record music. And, I wasn't satisfied with the way the drums sounded, and, you know, I was arguing with Jess. I'm like, Jess, if you're going to fly motherfuckers from England to do a rock song, then do it right. Like, hire an engineer and do it at a studio, and don't try to polish a turd. And then and then the AA Lowlife said, no, I like her, though. But but she was just like,
it's a great name.
Well,
AA
I
Lowlife.
Think this, that, the other thing. I'm like, bitch, you probably don't even know how to play chord A or B.
Is that like
what the fuck are you talking
is
about?
Is that like Sweetheart?
Like, you're right.
Is
you're
he
right.
Like, was she like Sweetheart's ex-girlfriend?
Oh, we finally
hey,
got
Mom.
One.
There we go.
Hey, Mom. Mom.
Yes.
Hey, check it, it's your son, Brandon.
Yes.
All right, now look, you're on Sirius Radio right now, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, we have a question. Russell is here with me and Bam and Missy.
Hi,
and Russell's girlfriend told Russell that she was pregnant. How many weeks along pregnant was she?
We found out probably. It's been about 2 weeks.
So she's 2 weeks pregnant now, right, Mom?
Correct.
Now, today, she says she had a miscarriage and she saw the baby in a cup or in a tube. Is that possible?
No, it isn't.
I knew she was lying. I knew it.
Oh, man. And, Mom, how long have you worked in the hospital for?
45.
45 years, dude.
Seriously?
So she knows, dude. If you stay with her, you're a fucking
idiot. I'm not
idiot.
Staying with her.
Dude, she...
I stayed with her to go
Novak
through this.
Novak said
like,
she was pretty
pregnancy.
Hot, though.
She's hot. Yeah, she's hot.
See, that's cool.
Yeah, man, sorry to wake you up, but we had to call you because Russell's over here fucking crying like a little girl because he's got to take care of some kid and the bitch didn't even have one.
She just wanted sympathy points.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of that shit, Mom?
I think it's very sad.
But you think that it's all false, right?
Yes.
See, I knew it.
So, Russell, how do you explain the two piss tests that she showed you with two lines on each piss test?
I don't know. I can't.
Maybe she is pregnant and she's still pregnant.
No, she said she had a miscarriage tonight and she said she saw the baby in a cup.
She should have done some research before she started claiming shit.
Man, that bitch is in NA too, dude. She's got her morals fucked up. In NA, you're supposed to get your head right.
Everybody in NA is fucked up.
Well, hey, Ma, sorry to wake you up, but that's all we need to know from you.
Okay.
All right, you want to give a shout out to anybody?
Yeah, give a shout out.
Hey, Ma, hey, put Salvador on the phone, Ma.
No, don't do it.
Salvador doesn't
want
to get on the phone.
All right, see you.
Give a shout out.
Give a shout out, Ma. Shout out to one person.
Yeah, one person.
Oh, you know the one I really like.
Who?
I just see a few batting yesterday.
Say, Franz.
Franz.
Oh, she's shouting out to Franz.
Joe Franz.
All right, cool. I'll tell Franz you say what up, Mom.
Okay.
I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Damn, dude. That's
how does your mom like you?
I don't know, dude. I got the gift of gab, I guess. But back to Russell.
Salvador won't even let you in his house.
Man, fuck him. I give a fuck less about that piece of shit.
Yeah, but you stole his TV.
I didn't steal it. None of his.
Yeah, you did.
No,
dude.
I stole my mom's shit.
Yeah, but it's his house.
No, it was before he even met her.
It's her TV in his house.
No, it was before,
so it's kinda his.
Before he even came around. But Russell, that bitch showed you two fake piss tests, man. That is fucked up, man. She straight up lied to you.
Coming from a guy who stole his father-in-law's TV.
What do you think? What do you think about this case? Am I crazy here?
I think Novak's mom's right.
Yeah,
and she's telling the truth.
She's definitely right.
It's a bullshit ass fucking test. She didn't do her research before she was saying that she got abortion. She doesn't know anything about it.
No, but
and
she's,
the fact that she's claiming shit, I think is fucked up.
And she's claiming like the most sensitive things.
Yeah,
so you walk away now, you're an asshole.
And she showed him to your analysis.
It's a done deal.
Missy, you're my
deal.
Girlfriend, dude. Why the fuck are you sitting over there? Not,
yeah,
you're shitbird, dude.
Yeah,
come and sit next to me. Hey, man,
you guys gotta switch.
No, sit here.
Switch headphones.
Sit in Russell's seat.
No. Sit here.
Missy, could you imagine?
Switch headsets with Russell.
Just sit in that seat right there. Missy, could you imagine showing Bam two your analysis that you piss on that are totally fake, saying,
"Fuck no."
Like, how fucked up is that in the head from a woman's point of view?
That's completely.
Do you have to be like really nuts to do that?
How would you even make a fake pregnancy test?
And two of them. Yeah, two.
Novak.
What?
My whole intentions through this whole thing was like to stay with her, get the abortion, and be there for her, and then fucking leave her because we were broke up beforehand.
Man, I just can't believe a theory.
So did you break up with her and then she threatened that she had a kid with you?
Why don't you call her now?
It's a big lie.
He's still with her right now. He's still with her right now.
You got an argument to break up with her and then she's claiming that she's pregnant? That's bullshit,
dude,
man.
You're still with her right now in her eyes. You need to call her right now and tell her she's a bitch.
I'm not calling the radio station.
No,
why?
I don't think that's a good
idea. No, it's not
appropriate. She put you through so much turmoil.
I don't think Russell should call her on radio. I think if anything, you should call her and say
everything. She didn't even know me.
Yeah, I know, but
but I don't think it would be a good idea for Russell. It's kind of rude to do that.
It would be rude for her to show him two fake piss tests?
Yeah, I think it's rude that she did that, but...
Like, I mean, like, dude, she put a lot of effort into
lying. She's lying, dude. Straight up.
At least you know
she's lying, man.
She had him fucking in tears for 2 days. I seen him fucking in tears.
I saw him, too.
So, like, fuck, that pissed me off.
I just think you should handle it privately. You don't need to do it on the floor.
Yeah, but people want to know about it, Missy, man.
It's nobody's business.
It's everybody's business. If you come over this house, everything's your business.
That's fucked up. Casey, what would you do in a situation that you're a family man?
Yeah.
What would you do?
I wouldn't get myself in that situation.
You have any kids?
Yeah.
One, yeah.
How old?
1 year old.
What would you do if you're
dude, I went over to my neighbor's house, dude. His name is Tom Pankers.
They didn't invite you, right?
Has,
you just showed up.
Yeah, I just showed the fuck up all drunk. He has 10 kids, man. Is it 10?
Yeah.
They're Mormon?
Nine.
Are they Mormon?
Nine.
No.
Christian?
But man, I just showed up completely shit-faced just talking about how Novak wanted two whores for Christmas and shit in North Philly.
You're a
great role model,
Bam.
Oh, they were laughing their asses off, though. I'm glad I went over.
Sounds like a
how old was the oldest kid?
And my ex-girlfriend's 16. Kid was over there. I delivered this $500 picture that I gave to them because they're the only neighbors that I like.
Picasso, where'd you find that?
I don't know. I liked it.
So you do know them?
Yeah, it's the only neighbors. Cool shit, the only neighbors I actually like. So I went over there all shit tossed the other night on Christmas, and I gave them this picture. And this girl comes running out and starts hugging me. I'm like, "Who the hell?" And she's like, "It's me." I'm like, "Yeah, me who?" And she's like, "It's L." I'm like, "Holy shit! It's my ex girlfriend's kid."
She was there.
No kidding.
Having a sleepover or some shit.
No way. Jen actually took her daughter to a sleepover.
Yeah, no, I think Nate probably took her.
Grandparents probably.
How's she look? How long has it been since you seen her?
L?
Yeah.
She looks good.
How old is she now?
She's 11.
Jesus Christ.
No.
How old the hell? Were you
She's 13.
No way.
Yes.
13?
She's cute as pie, man.
She's cool. I like her.
But, dude, I was on my way over from April and Phil's house just a little bit ago, and I had, like, the worst shit pains I've ever had. I started sweating. I had to, like, press myself down in the fucking truck seat to keep myself from shitting.
Did you have a New Year's shit?
Oh, I guess, man. It was like a chunk with some air behind it and then liquid and then another chunk.
I shit my pants coming off the Blue Route once.
Oh, man.
I was on my way to work, too.
No.
Yeah, yeah, and I held it probably from, like, 76 to the Blue Route. Oh, man.
I got so shit-faced for New Year's that, I was trying to fuck Missy in my sleep. I don't remember if she was all pissed off.
So annoying.
I got my way there, didn't I?
No.
I was drinking apple cider at 12:01.
I banged you out in this very couch right here and right now.
Is that why your robe's right here, Missy? I caught you.
That was today, though.
I banged you out on this couch, dude, when everybody was asleep.
Do you believe I was drinking apple cider last night?
Why?
I'm proud of you.
Completely sober. Apple cider, and that's it.
Why'd you do that?
Why not?
And then 5 minutes after you showed up here, you turned out drunk again.
I'm not even drunk right now.
Novak,
you are.
How are you not drunk in Bam's
place? Dude, he had four drugs. He was shit-faced.
Dude, you ever have Dickens cider?
Well, I don't know. You drink every day. Your tolerance is... I wish I had your tolerance, dude.
It's like he's never drank before.
I know.
Every time
he we were on our third Arnold Palmer at Murray's. He's like,
Arnie
I'm
Palmy.
Shit-faced. And I'm like, isn't that just, I barely feel it.
That's just lemonade and iced tea in Arnold
with
Palmer.
With vodka in it, dick face, man.
No.
They put Grey Goose in it.
Arnie Palmy with Grey Goose.
Oh, I guess I'm always getting the virgin ones. Sorry.
Yeah, I can see.
Normally they come virgin.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Oh, no, don't sell Casey.
No, man, I was just right, that's all.
Fuck that.
I was just right.
So,
never had a virgin.
So, Russell, now when you get back to Baltimore, what are you going to do with this lying-ass, no-good bitch? Because that's how I look at her.
I'm not even going to face her. I'm going to make a phone call when we get off.
What are you going to say?
I heard she's pretty hot, though.
She is hot, but who cares?
Actually, if I'm just going to go along.
Is she one of those hot bitches that's all crazy and shit?
Well, what are you going to say?
She is kind of crazy.
Yeah, but she's not even a fruit.
Does she have fake titties? Because Novak's addicted to fake titties with the thong hanging out of the ass. Like stripper bitch.
She ain't got no fake titties. What are you going to say to her, Russell?
I'm just going
to
go along with the whole miscarriage thing, and I'm not going to act like she lied, and I'm going to say, actually...
Dude, call it off,
somebody did me a favor.
You should never beat around the bush. Life is too short.
Yeah, yo, I'm telling you.
Life is too short.
Honesty is the key, dude.
Life is too short.
Whatever you have done in life,
just tell it. Say it. Don't beat around the bush,
man. He told the lady at Murray's today, like,
he's just he stopped doing heroin 3 years ago, but now he's just addicted to coke. Like, just,
I didn't say addicted.
Yeah, you did, you little idiot.
My mom's listening
and
to
it's true. Yeah, but
I said I'll rip a rail. I said you got one. I'll
you
do
are
it.
Though, dude. You're hell on wheels. You're hell on wheels.
Oh, bullshit.
So are you.
Thank you, Missy. Thank you, Missy.
You have been worse than Novak lately.
Oh, thank you, Missy. I love you for
and
that.
And I never side with you.
Oh,
but
shit.
I am right now.
I hope April's listening to that.
I'm pretty okay.
Missy, don't stop now, baby.
Kitty.
Look at him change the subject. You're pulling a Novak.
Kitty. Mouse breath.
Not working.
Mouse breath. Come here, mouse breath.
Hey, Missy. The last five times I've been up here, I've been pretty good,
mouse
right?
Mouse breath.
I've been better than your fiance here, huh?
Let me make the kitty say something.
Look at him.
Say something.
Look, no one, you can't even hear the cat on the air. Talk.
Because I'm too busy petting him.
You're changing the subject.
I can't kill the biggest fucking mouse outside.
I think it was a rat.
It was a motherfucking rat.
Right in the front door.
You see that thing? It was 1 foot big.
Look at
that
groundhog and shit,
fucking
man.
Neck was ripped.
This is the best cat in the world, dude.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I can't believe you wanted to leave
this is the best cat.
I can't believe you wanted to leave the black one behind. We got him.
I have the best cat on earth.
Are they brothers?
Yeah, they're brothers.
That's why you got to get both.
But we went to buy we went and bought the cats together.
The black cat is.
And
you
were going to leave the black one behind.
He's pretty cool. No.
Yeah, you were. I made you buy the black one.
I know. But the black cat's pretty cool, but mouse breath is way better.
I like trouble.
The fucking black cat keeps biting my ankles when I wear my Lebowski robe
mouse
in the
breath.
Morning. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Look
stop.
At mouse breath.
I see him.
Isn't he awesome?
Mm-hmm.
I feed him cheese.
Where is Rich Rose? Is he still sleeping, dude?
Yeah, I fed him cheddar cheese.
What's that guy do besides sleep and sleep?
Give him ice cream.
He reads.
What's he read?
About sleeping.
God damn, man.
He's a book on insomnia, I think.
He must have a never-ending supply of heroin in that room, man. I didn't even see that much
you
when I shot
do.
Dope.
Maybe he's got a bed made out of weed or something.
He's got something up there.
Heroin's so gnarly, dude. Could you even be productive on heroin?
Nah, fuck no. Yeah, you can be productive enough to steal $10 more.
Exactly. Yeah, but I mean, can you, if I told you to write a book and do heroin,
fuck
could you
no.
do it? Why
no.
not?
Because I'd be falling asleep.
As soon would as you a be? Needle goes in my arm,
I'd
everything else goes out the window.
Do you right? fall asleep? How do you even drive and shit?
You don't. That's why I wreck
so
many cars.
You lose your car, so you ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah, but how do you, like, survive the day?
Miss, where are you coming
it's
from?
A struggle.
But, I mean, do you stay awake from, like, 9 till 10 at night? 9 in the morning till 10 at night?
Starbucks.
All you do, once you start shooting heroin, it's just the next one. The next one, and that's all you do.
But are you awake?
No, you're
depends
in and
out,
out,
how
you're
good
in
the
and out
dope
of
is.
Consciousness. You're in and out of consciousness.
Well, if it's good heroin, do you stay awake?
You're in and out of consciousness.
You're in and out.
Russell is my friend from Baltimore that I met in NA meetings, everyone.
Are you
dude,
clean
I would
now?
Never do that yeah. shit.
Russell's
I don't
been clean.
Drink
Russell,
now.
How long have you been clean for now?
Coming up on 2 years.
Well, when you're out, where are you at? When you say you're in and out, when you're out, where are you at?
What are you talking about?
And you're like,
oh,
you say,
from a nod.
Yeah.
From a nod.
Are you just like sleeping or are you guys
no.
tripping on something?
Just like sitting on a chair, just
yeah.
sleeping.
Like,
it's
how
really
how
sleeping.
Visual is it?
You're still conscious, but your eyes tend to close. And
how rad is it, though?
It sucks.
If I could shoot heroin and function, I would. I would do it every day.
Sure.
But I can't function as a normal person.
Why not?
I tend to go to prison, and I tend to steal everybody's shit. And
why?
Because that's what drug addicts do.
What if you were rich?
A millionaire couldn't support the habit.
No, what if you
couldn't?
Robert Downey Jr. did.
Yeah, right. Look at him. He's hanging out in back alleys, dude.
No, he ain't. He's married.
To who? A rich woman.
Well, now, but you're
married
always...
with slip-on Vans.
Yeah, slip-on Vans. Well, hey, do you have any callers?
Huh?
Any callers?
Callers.
We got to get this dude Chase.
I don't
want to
talk to any callers.
Chase
is a Chase, fucking faggot.
I don't know if we should do that.
I don't even want to talk to
it.
That fucking
let me
faggot.
Do it.
Hey, Bam, did you know that K-Fed's fighting tonight on USA?
Bullshit. Oh, my God. Let's tune in.
Who's
that
he fucking fighting?
Pussy
fucking
is
ass
a
faggot.
Dude.
Who's he fighting?
Some dude is
oh
going to fucking
God.
Kick
his God.
Ass. Phil told me about it.
Well, who?
Oh, man.
I mean, is it another rapper? Is it an actor?
Dude, I'm obsessed with how bad K-Fed's raps suck. Dude. He's rapping about how he's a superstar. No, he isn't. His wife is, man. He gets pictures taken of him because his wife is a fucking super. Don't hate on me because I'm a superstar. Like, he says that in his raps. It's like, you're not one, you fucking idiot. You're a fucking homo dancer who sucks.
Well, he's going to get bitch slapped tonight on USA.
I hope so, man. I hope.
9 o'clock.
We should
I hope.
Watch it.
I met him. Yeah. I met him at Koi, dude, in L.A. And I was nice to him, and he was nice to me. He's like, my people should get a hold of your people. We should hang out. I'm like, yeah, cool dude.
He doesn't have people.
And then when I thought about it, I'm like, I don't want to fucking hang out with him, man.
He was a backup dancer
for Britney
Spears.
He fucking sucks. He's a fake famous faggot.
I heard his whole tour, he sold 20 fucking tickets.
Because he sucks.
No shit.
He sucks.
He could fill up like a locker room.
I haven't got a chance to see his video.
I would prefer to hang out with Heroin Novak than to hang out with K-Fed.
Who the fuck wouldn't?
A lot of people.
Dude, but yeah. Tell me you were a little bit afraid that K-Fed was going to actually make it.
No, nope, not at all.
I was a little bit afraid that he was.
Like K-Fed.
No, because, serious? Dude, I fucking bought Milli Vanilli shit when I was a kid.
Too.
Kids are dumb,
I
man.
I like Milli Vanilli.
He only sold like 7,000 copies, man. And I was out of curiosity, motherfucker. Dude.
I bet you bought Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
No, I didn't.
I bought a single. Did you buy it, Missy?
You didn't have
any
money.
I got it for Christmas.
Did you? You know you liked it, you liar. I guarantee you liked it.
So all it takes is like a dumb kid or a parent that's not connected with their kids to go buy some shit.
Yep.
You know, some K-Fed shit. And then, boom, it takes off because then people see the album sales and then it just, it, you know.
Yo, Casey, you can see.
That shit was terrible.
You can see that K-Fed is just a money-hungry faggot, dude, with his diamond earrings and diamond watches and all this diamond-ass shit that Britney Spears bought his ass. He didn't deserve it, dude.
I
hope he goes down.
Well, people say that about American Idol, but look at every single person.
Very
I hope
true.
He goes down.
I hate that fucker. What's his name? Oh, man, that little nerd that made
Clay.
Of nerd. Clay. He is such a nerd.
Oh, he's a fucking dude.
Gay Aiken. Oh, Gay Aiken. To fucking shove a dick in his mouth and die.
Yeah, he should. You'd probably shove a dick in your mouth for 10 grand, though.
Yeah, who the fuck wouldn't?
Yeah, me. I'd do that.
Thank
you.
You
would?
Shippers.
For 10 grand, dude?
You'd suck a dick for 10
fucking
grand?
I'd take the skin right off of that motherfucker for 10
what
grand.
What about 5 grand? Cash and tens.
Maybe just the head.
Like
the head.
Oh, bullshit.
You would suck
if you're
going to
put the head in your mouth, you'll put the whole dick in your mouth, you liar.
You would suck it.
10 grand, I could fucking get my motorcycle fixed.
There you go.
What are you going to do, ride in the fucking blizzard? It's goddamn December, dipshit.
Keep your feet
it's
down.
Hot out these days.
I know. We should have went canoeing today.
5 grand to suck your dick.
I would take 5 strokes for 5 grand.
5 strokes.
You would do it for fucking 1,000 and tens.
I'd take. Well, maybe.
You would. No, maybe. You need the money. You only have $25 in your pocket, man.
You're correct.
Seriously, man.
What?
All right. How about this one? How about you get 5 girls and 5 guys. To suck your dick, right? And you got to tell which one is which.
Oh, he'd do it.
And we'd give you $100 for every
what
right
guess.
What
did he have to lose? Somebody calling him a faggot? Like, you're a fucking faggot. What does he care?
He's a
fucking
you have to tell the difference.
From Baltimore on.
See, I couldn't tell the difference.
What I would do is if the guy showed me 10 grand and started pulling his dick out, I'd whop him on the head with a fucking bowling pin and take 10 grand and be like, yeah.
No, there's an armed guard there.
But you didn't deserve that 10 grand.
Hey, shitbirds.
I'm smarter than the faggot who wanted
you're fucking a goddamn.
You get it back.
You're fucking an AA lowlife for nothing. Dude, so you'd probably do anything.
Ooh, yeah, bam! I finally got the Sodom video. Do you want to watch it? Play a song and watch it.
Sodom hanging video? Himself?
Yeah,
you know what?
Let's
play Hardcore Superstar right now, dude, from Sweden.
And all right,
track 6
got
or
it.
7.
Series 28, Radio Bam.
6.
Okay, sure. Track 6, 28 version.
Radio Bam.
Lay
y'all. This is Kevin motherfucking Federline, and you're listening to Sirius 28 Faction.
Turn off the hi-fi, kids.
Holy Lord, I got another.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner. On Sirius 28 Faction.
That's fucked up. I wish he would call
They
me.
Always do that, just to twist my rubber arm.
If we could just get him on air for 10 minutes, dude.
Man, dude.
Listen to him. It would be brilliant.
I hate it.
What do you think he's doing these days?
Fucking just getting his neck broke. Living off of the $30,000 a month that he gets off of Britney Spears.
Is that how much he makes a month?
Yeah, man.
How much?
$30,000 a month. Just because he
What's
married
up,
Britney.
Y'all? This is Kevin.
Oh, man. I can't even listen to you.
Get out of here, man. Serious 28.
Oh, my God, dude. Listen to him.
Who
He's
that?
Wearing diamond earrings and necklaces and watches on Britney's dime. He didn't do anything cool in his life. He danced. That's it. And he made the shittiest raps I've ever heard in my entire life.
Do you think he's writing new lyrics for a new album?
Who gives a fucking shit? It sucks.
But
he only sold 6,346 copies. That's pathetic.
What if he came out
fucking pathetic
and did his love songs to Britney instead?
Narkill sold more, for fuck's sake.
Did you really buy his album, Casey?
No, yeah, fuck right. No, man. No, but I know somebody who worked at Target and said they sold none.
Dude, I'm curious to hear it, but I can't go to the store to buy it because I don't even want him to know that I even spent cash on this shit.
I don't know who bought it. His mom probably bought an album.
Have you seen that music video yet?
No, I got
it. Oh, my God. Give me a laptop now.
I really
I'm serious. I'm serious.
I really do want to see it, though.
Yo, type in lose yourself.
Lose yourself.
Is that not even pop is out. That's fucking horrible. But type in lose yourself, man.
He should go lose himself.
Yeah, he should.
Isn't it lose
time.
Control?
No, I don't know.
No, lose yourself is
Eminem.
Lose
control is Eminem, isn't
it?
Lose control. Eminem's rad. I like Eminem. I don't even like rap, but Eminem's rap.
Eminem's awesome.
Yeah, he knows what the fuck he's 50 doing.
50 Cent's good, too.
Fuck yeah, he's good. Look at his ass.
Okay.
Kevin Federline's just a fucking... dancing
well. Just shine a new light on that one.
Yo, I'm going to 50 Cent's house in a few days.
Can I come?
You'll probably be all drunk or something.
Come on, man. Bring your posse.
Missy's bringing the purple Lamborghini. I'm bringing the blue Lamborghini, and I'm gonna go work out at his house, and then I'm gonna go to Maine and eat a lobster.
Well,
and I'm bringing this 15-year-old kid. Is she 15?
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
She's 5.
I like her.
You can't tell the difference between a 5-year-old and a 15-year-old.
All I know is that I like her.
Yeah,
that sounds like one of the babysitters.
Her name is Skylar. She was at Brianna's wedding. She was obsessed. That the fact that I was there with like suit pants that were cut off with boots and eye makeup on and shit with this army jacket and a headband on, she was just staring at me the whole time.
See,
and she was like,
she's
"You
the
look
cutest little girl."
Yeah, she just comes up. She's like, "You look cooler than everybody else." I'm like, "Damn right,
cool.
Bitch."
Yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, style.
And then she's like, "I like 50 Cent." I'm like, "I like him too." And then she's like, "Well." And then I was like, well, I've been to his house before. And she's like, nah. So I'm like, I'm going to take you there. So I'm going to take her there.
You're her idol.
We don't know if her mom's going to let Bam and I take her 5-year-old
sure
baby
will,
to 50 Cent's house. Like, can we borrow your kid for
well,
the day?
Well, she'd be
please?
An idiot not to.
Well, if you're taking both Lambos, then I better go in case you guys get a flat tire.
Novak will probably go in one, and then Skylar
I'm
has to go
definitely
in the other.
Going in
I'm
one,
taking
dude.
Skylar with me.
I got beat out of the first trip. You got to take me on the second one.
You were in
one,
trouble.
If you have an STLB, nobody could like somebody with an STLB.
50 will.
Short top, long back.
50 will like
his haircut.
50 will like it.
A Joe Dirt.
Yeah. Nobody was sleeping.
You have a Joe Dirt. You do.
I know, shit, bro. You were such a pussy about your bed, dude.
Dude, I came home from fucking tour with CKY, and I was sick as shit, blowing yellow fucking...
And why couldn't I sleep on your sofa?
Because I don't want... Dude, that's where I jack off before I go to bed.
Who
I don't
cares?
Like, what? There's fucking $7 million worth of couches around here.
And
you
$7 million worth of lights on that I couldn't turn off. That's the only dark room.
Do you not have a DVD player in your bedroom?
Yeah, it's right there.
Shipper,
you got an AA Lowlife to fuck.
Shipper brought over AA Lowlife and played all this techno music and banged her out. And I had to listen to it at 5 in the morning. Oh, yeah, fuck that
dude.
Pussy. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
She's
come
probably,
on.
Dude, she's probably such an alcoholic. She probably drinks all the mouthwash in the house and shit. Dude, you probably come down, no more mouthwash, no peroxide.
Shit, man.
Shit,
so what, do I got to play reggae now when I hope?
That's what we decided last all right, night.
So every time
she
you
drinks
it,
the cough medicine and
she's
liquor
drinking. NyQuil, the mouthwash.
Like a full-blown alcoholic, just wanting everything, man.
How old are you?
38.
And how old is she?
26.
And neither of you have a license. You're both alcoholics. Yo, where is this going
didn't
to?
Didn't Shipper get super skinny though, dude?
Yeah, like
you can look at him in like CKY4.
Let me see shit.
He had a big ass, fat ass gut with a fat neck, and now he's all skinny.
He lost weight from 3 months ago when I was up there.
He did lose some weight.
See, man, that's from
don't suck in, though.
It's the Hickory Hill diet.
Inhale.
It's the Hickory Hill diet.
Inhale. Exhale.
Novak's pretty skinny, too.
He's
swearing that he's not doing drugs.
I just got to keep fucking more, and then I get my six-pack back.
Have fun.
Novak's naturally fit.
I know, I'm naturally fit. You know, my family's fat at all.
Yeah, how the fuck am I going to lose 40 pounds for the Dream Seller movie?
You can't lose 40 pounds,
man. No shit.
Man. No way. Like,
I'm going to hire a nutritionist. I'm going to try to do it.
He can do it. Try. You're not trying. You're going to do it.
Well, he weighed 110. Pounds. He weighed 110, and he had Timberland boots on with a big marshmallow coat when he was high on heroin, and he got weighed, and he went to jail.
November 19th.
He weighs 150 right now. He used to weigh 110.
I weigh less than 150 right now.
150 is a healthy weight.
There is no way that you can lose 40 pounds. You'll have to cut both of your legs off to
lose
40
pounds.
No,
he can do it, dude.
Fuck you, bitch.
You could do it.
Wait, how much you
fuck
weigh now?
You, jerk.
No, fuck you.
No, fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Yep, fuck you.
Casey, what are you weighing?
206.
Fat.
Dude, I can kick your ass. That's all that matters.
That's Casey's excuse.
Yeah.
He's a daddy, though.
I'll be as fat as I want.
Anybody who's fat, I'll say, I'll beat your ass.
It is true.
I know.
Anybody who's fat, I'll fucking kick your fucking ass.
Yeah. I think, you know, that's what it boils down to. It doesn't matter how fat I get.
That's something Phil would say. I mean, Phil, you're a fat motherfucker.
Phil, if you listen, you owe me 50 push-ups still. I didn't forget about that.
They're listening.
Because the Ravens won twice. Phil swore.
Let's call Chase's pussy.
I want to, but you won't let me. Missy, will you get his numbers?
The only thing that he's good at is putting on grip tape and maybe making a sandwich at the New York sandwich shop.
I don't even want to get
other than that, he probably paid his rent on time. That's all he did cool.
Well, if you want somebody to make him look like an asshole, I'm here, so get his number.
Oh, he's such a fucking grip tape homo. He is not good at anything, and he pissed me.
Look how much we're talking about him now. We might as well talk to him live on air.
I've been steaming about him for weeks.
Let's get it over with. Let me call him.
Call his pussy ass.
Give me his number.
What's his number, bitch?
I don't know his phone number.
We'll get it.
Come on.
All right, we'll write it. And let's play a song and we'll come back and tell Chase.
Play that new Ween song. It sounds like Thin Lizzy. It's so rad.
Yeah.
Yo, Ween is from New Hope, Pennsylvania, where Chad lives from
CKY.
That's
like a little witchcraft town, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
That's cool as town.
I met the Ween guys.
You should get married there.
Dude, they play the most unique music ever, and they play this like kind of as a joke, but it sounds just like Thin Lizzy, and it... To me, it's a motherfucking hit song.
Really?
Let's hear it.
Never heard it.
It's Gabrielle.
Radio 28.
Facts.
I don't mean to be so insolent, but you know it's Radio Bam.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Radio Bam, Sirius 28 faction. Wow.
Sorry about that. Dude, I played like 8 songs. Sorry. I knew it was like track 5 or something like that.
In your defense, like you hand me
or
a
track
CD.
Track 4, or track 6, or you, track 7, or track 8.
Or track 4, or track 5. But like normally, that. You'll hand me a CD, and without even looking at the track listing, you'll know what track you want to play.
Yeah, I don't know how I fucked that one up.
That's so. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was
disgusting, dude. Your mom is listening, too.
We got to talk into that mic someday, you know?
Dude, your mom is listening.
Chipper, your 80-year-old life son, pussy man. Smells like that, I bet.
Sorry, she's snowboarding in Vermont, making that ass tighter and tighter.
Yeah, right, loose and looser from all the snowboard dudes.
No way, dude.
They're doing backside airs into her pussy.
Backside airs.
That's
I'm
going to
do some backside airs.
I took Novak snowboarding for the first time last year, dude.
I tried that rail.
You know what? I must say, I hate you. I hate your guts, but you strapped on a snowboard, and the first jump you hit, you did the fucking sickest stalefish ever.
Remember I tried
it
that
was
rail?
So rad.
Remember that rail I tried, that big rail?
Yo, he's just a natural at, like, snowboarding and surfing and skating. Like, he just knows.
You surf,
even
too?
Even if he's all fucked up on heroin or coke or whatever, he could just do it, you know? And that's what makes it awesome. Like, Chase is a fucking piss-pedaling
faggot. Did we get his number?
Who skates mob. Like, Novak could wake up drunk as shit and fucking beat him switch stands.
Did we get his number yet?
I wrote to my sister, but she never wrote back yet.
Shit,
yeah,
man.
probably because he's fucking such a faggot, he can't even defend himself.
I might be able to get his number.
Please
hang on
get
a
his number, dude. I'd love to call him out.
Chase is the biggest Doylestown
I'll call him out by myself. We don't got to say.
He's such a homo, dude.
I fought him 5 times. I broke my hand 3 times on his fucking head.
Didn't you punch him?
Yeah, the fucking pussy, dude.
He is the worst skater ever. He is the worst style. Like, you know when somebody should, like, play volleyball or tennis instead of skateboarding?
He should play badminton or something, man. He should play badminton. Because
skateboarding is not his calling, man. He sucks so bad at it.
Or maybe strap up.
He just fucking sucks dick as soon as he wakes up.
He should get a roll of quarters and go play Golden Tee at the bar.
He's the fucking worst skateboarder ever. And he even has the gall. Dude, Chase is the type of person who'll be like, yo, Chris Cole, 360 ollie the love gap. And then he would be like, yeah, but he didn't even click his tail. That was, like, kind of weak, you know? It's like, Chase, let me see you fucking do that, you faggot. You probably can't even ollie, you pussy.
Right.
You know?
I could drop in better than that motherfucker, I'll bet.
Seriously, I bet you can.
We should be saying this
to
Chase.
And he practices.
Oh, Jesus. I can't wait till the bowl's done, man. I'm going to try to skate this shit.
Yeah, Chase probably can't even drop in on it, and he skates for, like, the past 6 years, and he sucks so bad. He piss pedals and does mob kickflips.
It must suck to put effort in to just suck at something.
I know, that's what sucks.
Like, you know, you gotta practice sucking every day.
Like, yeah, like, you just wait like an artist, like, dude, I'm gonna draw the worst picture today. I can't wait.
Dude, that's Chase 100%.
God damn,
I'm telling
man.
You. And then he's trying to be a teacher. He's a student teacher sitting in the back of
he
the classroom.
He makes copies
like a
for
fucking homo.
He makes copies for Mr. Zielinski or something.
He does so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a
fucking
homo.
Frat fag.
He is, dude.
At least I'm making the youth of America.
Yeah,
strong.
I know.
What are you making them?
Nothing.
He's making them want to put a gun in their mouth loaded.
No shit.
He's such a fucking faggot.
I knew this guy down in Maryland who was a guidance counselor for a high school.
What school?
I'm not saying.
I might have went there.
No, I don't want to.
No, it's in Elkton.
He's a cool motherfucker.
Okay.
But anyway, he went camping with a bunch of buddies, and they were getting fucked up with a campfire up upstate PA, and they drank so much Jack that they were jumping over the fire, and he fell in the fire, like,
oh shit,
and laid in it for about, I don't know, 45 seconds or so.
No way.
Then he went into his fucking tent and fell asleep with his legs still smoking.
What?
And he woke up in the morning, and they had to airlift his fucking ass
out. Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
He was that drunk off Jack? He just knocked
I saw
out.
Him mowing his lawn the next day, and he had his legs all bandaged up. I'm like, what the fuck happened? He's like, man, they had to airlift me out, man. I fell in the fire and couldn't get out.
No way.
So he had to go to school.
What, he had, like, 4-3 burns?
Oh, yeah, he fucking burned all the skin off his legs and shit, man.
What?
All fucked up. You imagine going in and being a role model for all these kids, like, all right, no drinking Jack Daniels and jumping over the
dude,
fire.
You want to know what I got to do for all that trouble I was in? My lawyer got me out of all that trouble. I have 130 hours community service. I got to go speak to high school kids about not doing drugs.
Good luck. You're a piece of shit.
I want to see a video of that.
Oh,
I love it.
I can't wait.
What a disaster.
I'll actually attend one.
Whose idea was that?
Yeah. My lawyer hooked it up.
Oh, man.
He should second.
It's better than picking up trash.
Yeah, no, it's better than fucking shoving up cigarette butts on 95.
What's wrong with that?
Make sure you're sober when you go in and do
yeah.
it. That makes sense.
Did you know, Shepard, I got a knife pulled out on me at the Exton Mall.
By who?
You know I have that heartogram on my Mercedes?
Yeah.
I replaced the Mercedes logo with a heartogram?
Yeah.
Well, some motherfucking wigger fan was trying to rip it off, and it was two dudes. And I caught them fair and square trying to rip it off. They dented the shit out of it. And I ran right after them. And I was like, you motherfuckers, I caught you fair and square. We didn't do anything. I'm like, I'm not trying to catch you, faggot. You already been caught.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, you got caught red-handed.
And they had tears in their eyes.
So he pulled a fucking knife on you?
So he pulls out a knife on me. And Russell's like, yo, Bam, back up. He's got a knife. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what he has.
Yeah, he's shoving up his ass.
But once I said I don't give a fuck what he has, I actually realized how kind of scary that
kid was. Terrified, man.
Yeah, this kid was terrified, but I don't want to get stabbed.
That's what I'm saying. He was so scared that he definitely would have cut you.
But yeah, no, that's the thing.
That's why I said that.
But think about it.
Fucking pussy.
That dude was so brave or scared or whatever.
Scared.
That scared. If he would have stabbed me, doesn't he know that you and Novak would have kicked his fucking head in?
There would have been
he wasn't going that far ahead.
He might have stabbed me a few times in the ribs, but he would have got kicked the fuck in with a few boots.
Yeah, he wasn't thinking that far ahead, dude.
Here's what we do.
You know what? I didn't fucking... We didn't even think about doing this. We had a video camera in the car.
I know.
I never even fucking...
I knew. I remember it. I saw it.
Yeah, if you were fucking video of their face...
I should have took a fucking photo of their pussy asses, dude.
You just let them go?
Yeah.
Well, when he pulled a knife out, I was
like, he took the Mercedes to the police station, and they took fingerprints.
They were motherfucking fans of Jackass or whatever. They were fans. I could see it when I was younger.
They said it.
They said that they were fans. They were trying to rip off my $2,000 emblem on my car to keep it and put it in a room or whatever. They didn't mean any harm.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, it's my $2,000 emblem, you motherfucker.
What do you do in that situation? Do you call the cops? I mean, if the dude didn't have a knife?
I did call the cops. I called 911, and then I hung up when he pulled the knife out.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we just took off. But then he went and got the car.
Then I got the car fingerprinted.
Fingerprinted the next morning.
Yeah.
Good.
So, I hope they get caught.
I guarantee you these kids have been arrested before.
Even if they are fans, fuck them, motherfuckers.
So,
people who fuck other people's shit up, I mean...
Karma and fate are 100% real, and it will
I believe
everything. Everything happens for a reason. Everything
I keyed a Mercedes when I had an 89 Buick Regal with a Misfits skull on it that I got for free from Boof. I keyed this car because this young like lawyer dude came out of Wawa thinking he was the shit with this brand new Mercedes. I was like, fuck you, dude. I keyed the car. And then as soon as I got like an Audi S4, which I was all stoked on when I was like 20, I got my car keyed. I was like, dude, I deserve it so bad. It's karma, man.
I remember I used to fucking throw snowballs with rocks in them at cars going by.
You were that guy.
And then, one day I'm heading down the road and these fucking kids were standing there, like 10 of them, and I'm like driving to work. I'm like, what the fuck are they looking at? And they started throwing shit in my car. I was like, oh, motherfucker.
Dude, why would you put rocks in the fucking snowball? Like, the snowball's hard enough.
That's a lot of effort.
I just want to see some damage.
Dude, we waited. We waited for the fucking SEPTA bus to come by and just pelted that thing. We had the perfect place to throw snowballs because the cars went by one way and they couldn't come up the street because it was a one-way street.
Yeah.
I threw snowballs probably 300 snowballs at cars, never got caught.
Here's how I got busted.
Fucker spray-painted pickle smoocher on my fucking fence. I'd have Shipford sand it off. And you know what?
What a stupid thing.
I have the motherfucker on film on my video camera.
Where is he?
But it doesn't do any good because I see him on film. Well, how do I know his name if I see him on film? It doesn't do any good, man.
I'm sure you could put out a video.
I mean, I could have the police come over, but I don't want to spend my energy doing that. Right. I'd rather fucking do something positive.
How much good footage do you have on your security camera?
A lot.
But you can never
tell. Could you do that, like, legally? Could you just, like, release that and make money on it?
I could get him caught if I wanted to spend, like, $5,000, but I don't care.
No, I mean actually put out a video, like a CKY video.
You know what? That's a good-ass idea. I mean, I should.
Look, it's somebody will come out and be like, oh, I know who did that. He's bragging somewhere.
No shit. It's probably a college jock motherfucker who's running his mouth.
He was wearing a hoodie. Like, he
probably wanted to chase his buddies.
Gray hoodie, little motherfucker.
But he came solo. He came all by himself in the middle of the night.
That's pretty brave.
Yeah. You guys saw the footage of it?
Yeah.
You know what? He better be careful because we were awake at 4 in the morning.
I swear to God, I've gone out to the fence at 3 in the morning when I see cars stop, mm-hmm. I have a BB gun, dude. Mm-hmm. If I caught them spray painting on the fence, I would shoot them in the motherfucking
extra
head
holes
with
in their
a BB
ass.
Gun, and they wouldn't die. They would just probably hurt like hell if I shoot them in the brain with a fucking BB gun.
Shoot them in the ass.
I don't give a fuck what happens. You don't spray paint
don't
on somebody's fence. I'll shoot him in the motherfucking head.
That probably might go in their head.
I don't care.
That BB gun's pretty powerful.
I don't care, Novak.
That motherfucker doesn't realize that we drink a lot, and mm-hmm. if we catch him, we're going to drag that motherfucker behind a truck.
Imagine if we just caught one person.
The last dude I caught, they were pressing on the gate at 2 in the morning. I show up from behind. They thought that I would be coming out of the gate.
Yeah.
I jumped over the fence and around the back and came in on the wrong direction, mm-hmm. and I put a gun right in their face. I was like,
no.
Open up the trunk, motherfucker. And then they were like, oh, and then they did.
Guys or girls?
And I looked in the back of the trunk, and I didn't see any sledgehammers or anything. I was like, get the fuck out of here, motherfuckers. And then I pressed the gate button, and then the fence opened, and then I walked through. And I had no shirt on or anything. They were probably so terrified.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a BB gun, but it looks like a shotgun, man.
At 4 in the morning, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Oh, at 4 in the morning, they're probably all shit-talking.
It's one thing if fans come and hang out and they want to get, like, a picture or something. You know, I'll do what I can to fucking... I'll bring their camera in and take a picture for them and give them their camera back. Stuff like that's cool.
Why do you do that, shit-ass?
Because, I mean, they come a long way and stuff like that. They shouldn't do it.
Yeah, but it's private property.
Well, now you can't do that anymore because other people listening are going to say, yeah, well, at least now I'll do that.
Yeah. So
for now on.
So don't come over. I hate it.
For now on, Matt's not going to do that anymore.
Don't come over. I fucking hate it.
That's your New Year's resolution.
Yeah, that's a good resolution.
Speaking of New Year's resolutions, who had one this year?
Not me.
Not me.
Break up with Jen.
Me neither.
No one here had one. Russ,
seems like Jen's a common name.
Russ just got duped.
Yeah. I'm switching to Marlboro Mediums.
I just switched them too, shitbirds.
Missy's smoking Missy Lights these days. I bought her as a joke.
Missy, like them now?
Yeah, they're not bad at all.
Is that what you changed to?
They're just... Yeah,
Didn't I buy you Capri Suns?
Misty. I was there.
No, he bought me a pack of Misty Lights.
I was there, man.
He bought me a pack of Capris, his little tiny skinny
cigarettes. The day you got the Misties, I think. We got breakfast,
yeah,
remember? They were good. They weren't bad at all.
They're really light.
They weren't bad at all.
I smoked 17 of those at once.
You just smoked?
Yeah, right. Good.
No, I did. I just put tape around and smoked.
All together like one long spliff.
I thought your name was Cheech and Chong, huh? Cheeching it up.
Man, Missy had her best friend over, Brianna, and her husband, Jay. And
last night.
Brianna has big-ass titties.
Buddy
Bill came over, and he was obsessed with Brianna's titties. And he was just like, dude, what'd he say?
Your wife's titties
was
are
like,
killing me.
He was like, Jay, your wife's tits are killing me. And the first time he said it, Jay was like, yeah.
Sort of laughed
Jay's
it off,
like a
but
cool
like
ass
it.
Dude. Like he was.
And then
like,
he said it 4 more times.
Jay was ready to murder him.
Yeah, I saw
him.
It.
Yeah, I saw it in his eyes. He's like, say it again, motherfucker. And I was like, oh, shit, here we go.
And Buddy Bill is
And
gnarly.
Then Buddy Bill's ex-girlfriend, Brittany, came over. She's a fucking bitch. She started trouble with Brianna. She
but,
shows
dude,
up at the house
yo.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
What was they, Royal Rumble here
Buddy
last
Bill,
night?
Buddy
yeah.
Bill lives to fight, though, dude. That's insane.
Yeah.
Buddy Bill would
he looks
fuck
forward
some
to
shit
fight,
up.
Like
Buddy Bill and his
Buddy
girlfriend,
Bill would
Brianna
fuck
and Jay,
some shit
was,
up.
Like, so
the last
animosity.
Person that you ever want to fight is Buddy Bill, dude. He would
I
fuck
would
some
Buddy
asses
Bill.
Up.
I don't know. Jay's a big dude.
No.
I think
I would go with
big
Jay.
Dude.
I'm going
yeah.
Buddy
big
Bill.
Big dude.
Yeah.
I'm going
He's
Buddy
strong
Bill.
As shit.
Yeah.
Jay's
but
guy.
You could dodge his swing.
Yeah, but if he connected, he would probably...
But he wouldn't connect, because Buddy Bill's too busy ducking.
Buddy Bill's
yeah,
quick,
Buddy,
and,
Buddy
I mean,
Bill,
is he like a ninja?
Buddy Bill's like a freaking maniac.
No
so
shit, Dickface, that's why I said that he
and
won.
And he's always on hard voice. Drugs, so he's got plenty of energy.
I'm just
tired.
Glad that didn't happen.
How did it stop? Did you have to physically, like...
I'm like, Bill. I didn't even call him Buddy Bill. I'm like, Bill, fucking stop it. That's my best friend's husband. This is my house.
And
please,
what did he say?
I'm asking you nice. Please stop. And he was like, oh, it's like that. I'm so,
yeah,
I'm
we all
sorry.
Know she's got big titties.
And then,
it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, he came and around and went, like, he was drunk or
did you ever
whatever.
See Brianna's tits?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean, yeah?
What do they look like?
They rad?
They're big.
They're round. Like,
are they rad?
Yeah,
yeah, they're rad.
Does she have, like, does she have big areolas?
Areolas.
Not ridiculously big, no.
What color are they?
Are they rad
fake
looking?
Or real? Are they fake
they're,
or
real? Oh, no, they're real.
Are they rad?
Real.
She's cool as shit. I like her.
Are they
She's
rad?
My best friend in the
I
world.
Love Brianna. She's cool.
I had a good time.
Has she ever seen your pussy?
No. Oh, wait, yes. She's waxed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Has she actually saw your pussy?
Apparently. She gave me a Brazilian wax.
Has she seen your pussy lips?
She waxed them.
She waxed her butthole, too, then.
Ah.
That's a whole Brazilian,
has
yeah.
Has she seen your actual... Yeah, but you can wear underwear.
And hair on her ass. Everything.
She saw your full-blown pussy?
A lot of hair?
Wait, what?
She gave me a wax.
Wait. What's that noise?
Shouldn't you ask me about that?
No vaccine.
Is that okay
gloves.
To do?
You sent me there. You were like, I want you to
I
get
didn't
wax.
Know that that's how it's done.
Well,
yeah,
you're a little idiot then.
Dude,
what do you think? It's
girl
magic?
Girl. It's
not magic.
Friend.
What?
Like abracadabra, there's no hair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's
no,
that?
I'm saying like...
Someone
like,
say that about my ass, please.
You weren't,
no,
you weren't complaining after shit. It was done.
Yeah, because I thought you had underwear on.
What?
I'm getting a visual, man. I'm
anyway. Just,
don't take a visual.
Just,
erase yeah. that from your brain,
your
faggot.
Your uncle got a visual, man.
No, fuck that.
Up.
Oh,
fuck God.
How
shit,
about
birds.
Those Baltimore Orioles?
That's fucked up
fuck
shit, birds. I'd make
she saw your pussy?
Yeah. Only twice.
What the fuck? I'm calling her up.
What about the GYN? What about the gynecologist?
Let me
they
call
see
Brianna.
Yeah, the gynecologist.
She's a
they say slide
where
down.
Bam.
Yeah.
What do you think about male gynecologists?
I wish I was one.
Like, no guy.
I have
I
one.
Think, I think they're per.
You what? Ah! Oh,
he wait. Retired, though.
Was he gay?
Some
no,
guy is
gay.
Looking at your fucking pussy, dude.
He's
no
a
way. No. It's a girl. You have to hire a girl from now on, dude. If you want to be
ooh.
With me, you are having a girl being hired.
Mr. Not good. Jealous sounds a
no,
little bit
jealous. No, I am
jealous.
Was
yeah,
he hot, Missy? Was he a good looking dude?
No, he was like 65.
Good
he was
looking.
The nicest guy.
What the fuck?
No. Wow. He was extremely professional. He was 65 years old. He delivered
yeah, tell
me.
That to Dr. Grogan.
Yeah, yeah, that's
he
right.
He was a chiropractor,
holy
not a
shit.
Gynecologist.
Did you have Doc, if you had Doc McGrogan, dude, oh, man.
Dude, my fucking...
He's a chiropractor.
Doc McGrogan.
Snowmobile.
Yeah, let's call Doc McGrogan.
Oh,
let's call...
Dude, fucking, my yeah. girl has a fucking male... GYN and I'm pissed off about it too.
Shipper, like, she's an AIDS degenerate. Ain't nobody worried
so
about
I
that.
Still don't
fucking,
want some old
nobody's worried about that little
hallway.
Fucking mingling.
Hallway.
Dude, mm-hmm. Fuck that.
You're jealous.
I am jealous, man.
Dude,
I
wait
don't
until
never act jealous.
I don't want no doctor guy looking at your pussy.
That's dude. What I say.
Wait till she has kids and watch how many different people have their fingers
not,
and hand
yeah.
up there.
I'm not cool with that.
They're oh, dude.
Hands
no.
in there and everything.
There's
going to
be like four
like
different
it.
People with their
like
hands
it.
Up there.
What is this,
like
a fucking NASCAR event or
something? I don't like it one bit.
Imagine Doc McGrogan.
So I have to have a girl doctor yeah. deliver
yes.
baby?
Yeah.
Yes.
Imagine
yes.
Doc McGrogan delivering your baby. Come
get
man.
The
that'd
fuck out of here. No
up.
Way.
Should I get a midwife?
What's that?
What is it?
It's like
get
a woman who's not a really a, like a,
get a husband.
Medical doctor.
A guy husband.
Like a natural.
A guy husband? What is a midwife again? She's right in the middle of being
a
midwife?
Yeah. No, a midwife is someone who's trained in like caring for
what about
women
a midway?
And delivering babies.
That's
but
what
she's
deliver
not
muscle.
Actually
what about a midway?
Like a,
the piece from your ass to your pussy, a midway.
Yeah.
That's the like grundle.
Taint.
Yeah, taint.
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 Casey has taint. His taint tattooed.
Yeah. Yeah.
After
you?
You, guys,
you
let's
do?
See it.
Yeah.
Let's see your ass.
Yeah. I brought a picture of it with
now
me.
Yeah. See it. Yeah. Let's see your actual asshole.
It's not going to happen. No, what if I got dingleberries?
Quit being a faggot. I'll show you mine.
Yeah, it's 8:02. I think it's time for the show to be over.
Oh, no. Let's play the thieves.
What's a tattoo of, though?
There you go. It's a monkey.
Is it 8:02, right?
Let's look at your ass. Play the thieves, and then let's look at your ass.
All right.
Is it 8:02?
That's it. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Late. Peace.
Vacant thoughts flow through my mind. Empty words are all I can find. Emerald Isle to London town. Oxford spies in like ships until they're sunk. No rods ever grips. Fill my glass, cut me a line. I get numb when I waste my time. When I don't feel nobody, cause I don't feel a thing. All those things that you gave.
she gave me, and now lay broken on the wing. Oh, and I'm like the fighter, never made the ring, 'cause I swung like an axe, but I'm blunt to everything. Well, I don't feel my body, 'cause I don't feel a thing, and all those things that you gave me, now they're broken on the wind. Well, I don't feel my body, 'cause I just don't feel a thing, and all those things that you gave me, now they're broken on the wind. Well, I don't feel my body, 'cause I don't feel a thing, and all those things that you gave me, now they're broken on the wind.
That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.